Der NRG Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallo, hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge Energy Star Talk. Ich bin Johanna und ich bin diese Woche für euch am Start. Ich durfte mit Sängerin Luan quatschen. Man kennt sie wahrscheinlich von ihrem Hit Avenir und natürlich war sie letzten Freitag auch bei den Energy Music Awards mit dabei, hat dort auch sogar performt. Am 25. Oktober kam ihr neues Album raus, heißt Solo und behandelt wirklich ganz, ganz verschiedene Themen über mentale Gesundheit, Body Image, Liebe und über das alles haben wir auch gesprochen und ich bin ehrlich, es hat sich einfach so angefühlt, als ob ich mit einer richtig guten Freundin auf der Couch sitze und einen Tee trinke. Mega aufrichtig und offen und sie hat sogar ein paar Sachen über die Entstehung des Albums gedroppt, die sie vorher einfach noch nie öffentlich gesagt hatte. War also super spannend und ich wünsche euch jetzt ganz viel Spaß beim Anhören.
So first of all, I want to talk about your album in general, and then I want to talk about the songs more in specific and their stories. I mean, it's a very personal album. You tell your very own story. You kind of reclaim it without the media telling anything. It is also a very two-sided album. So there's on the one side the self-doubt, the pain, also losing people you love. And on the other side there is like the very heartwarming thing, the self-love, the motherhood also, the romantic love too. I have the feeling you talked about so many emotions. Can you kind of explain? There are like three parts in the album, like the turmoil, also the reverie and the overflowing energy. Can you talk about these three parts? Are these the topics that influenced you the most over the last few years? Why did you choose to divide or kind of divide the album into these three feelings, the three parts?
So actually, the way I've been thinking about this was not about like just experiencing those three feelings. It was more about like having three big musical genres in the album, which are like more up-tempo. The second would be cinematic pop, and the third would be like French chanson ballade, I guess. And with all of this in between, I was really trying to get my way through everything I was feeling, just everything I was feeling. And having ADHD, I do feel a lot.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think I just had so many thoughts. And even though it was themed, I was already writing about, I think I was in a process of healing with this album. I mean, I am. I don't think.
Yeah.
I was in a process of healing. I am healing at the moment in my life. And so, yeah, that was like the whole point. It was about like going through all of the hardest pains I had to make it more optimistic.
Yeah, definitely. Are there any songs, albums, also artists that influenced you while writing this album?
So many.
Yeah, like who?
Writing wise or like music wise, because so different. I'll say that writing wise, it's a lot about, it's like Julia Michaels. I'd say Billie Eilish. I also like the early stages of Ronnie Rapp, I guess. Like, yeah, that was like the writing ways that influenced me the most. Taylor, of course.
Yeah. So you're a Swiftie?
I am, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's a Swiftie, kind of. Man.
And musically talking, it was a bit of so many different things. I was really into like that 70s disco pop. So it could be like Kylie Minogue, or it could be also like Naked, the producers.
Yeah.
They have that like bassy, cool vibe.
Yeah.
Songs that I really liked. Like The Strokes, The Verve, for some songs also. So many different artists. I was pretty much like all over everything. A guy that I really like that's called NF.
So a lot of people.
Yes, I was actually inspired and influenced, if I'm honest, by a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's so in the process of writing, you listen to so much music also, and also like very inspiring music. And there are so many inspiring people out there.
Yeah,
so.
And but actually there's two type of artists. There's like the type that doesn't listen to anything.
Yeah.
And I'm the type where like I just enter the studio and I'm like, oh, we're going to play music and get us in the mood. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that was totally.
A new album is often like the beginning of something new, and maybe a new era, maybe a new time of your life. It kind of marks a significant timing, whether it's about closure, a new feeling, maybe a new style, also new type of music, new genre. Would you say this album is now the beginning of a new era for you as an artist, or also for you as a person?
Both.
Yeah, 100%. Both.
Sure.
Yeah. In which ways?
So many. First of all, because of like the whole healing process in my life that made this album possible. Also because it's the first time I have the artistic direction in my hands, and having like my label being absolutely free about what I wanted to do. Like I was so lucky because actually my label was like, yeah, do your thing, we'll just listen to it when it's done. And that's what they did. So it was like us really trusting me, and I felt so so happy and grateful. Thank you.
And grateful, yeah.
Grateful to be able to explore what I wanted musically. Yeah. That way.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's a part of it. And also both because it's also something about like my like the way I want to present. I think the vibe I'm going for and the vibe I've been loving lately is something more I wouldn't say adult, because it's also not it's like an in between like adult and more free and wild, I guess, and messy actually than what I used to do. And I think that it does really represent me. So even in the like visuals and everything that we are creating around the album, it's both for sure in my life and in my work.
That's so cool. You also dyed your hair recently. I love that, by the way. It is also, is this also like a new look that you're introducing now with the
yeah,
album? Or was it just like a thing, a feeling?
No. It's actually like when you're actually like thinking about a new era and like entering a new era with like a whole new album and a whole new concept. Of course, I dyed my hair with like the album and the intention of the album. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's so cool. The album is called Solo, but you are not alone at all while recreating this album, while writing. You worked with very inspiring young musicians, also with your partner. We want to talk about that later. How was your experience with working with such talented people?
Well, so I might say that I'm lucky enough to say that in my life I've been working only with talented people, so I guess in a way I got used to it. I've been working with producers that I've been working with forever, like obviously my partner and Tristan Selvati, which was like one of the first producers I worked with at like my first album, like Avenir. I made it with him, and like so many different things. We've been working together forever, and yeah, I've been starting to go towards other people because I wanted to experience different type of music, I guess. So it was absolutely amazing. They are so talented. I've been working with Julien Granel, who's actually not just a producer. It was the first time that he was producing for anyone else but him. So I've been so
Oh,
lucky
that's cool.
to have it on the album. And you should listen to his music because it's absolutely wonderful. His name is Julien Granel. It's absolutely incredible. I loved his sound and I loved what he did on stage. And I was like, oh my God, guy, I really want to work with you. Then I've been working with
Yeah.
a woman absolutely incredible called Olivia Merilati. She's the ex-singer of the band The Doe. And
Okay.
we just like honestly just we randomly met at a Grief concert. And Grief is like one of my, I haven't talked about it before, and that's stupid because you asked me about it, but like Grief is like one of my biggest inspiration. And yeah, basically we met at her show, and I was like, oh, we should totally work together. And she's such a good producer, and I'm so happy to be working with her also, because it's like women producers is something that is super fucking rare, and that's absolutely
Yeah, it is.
sad and annoying. I am myself actually learning producing at the moment, because I think it's like super important to have like more women in studios. So yeah, that was absolutely incredible. The partnership was so great. And then Paco Del Rosso, who's a young French producer that is like so talented, and I met him through sessions we did for like past sessions like 4 years ago, and I was like, oh my God, he sounded so great. And what I love about him is he's a specialist for synthesizers, and it's so my vibe for like all the live and stage stuff. And so I
Yeah.
really wanted to work with him because he's an expert. Hi, that's my cat. Sorry.
Oh, there's a cat. I
No, sorry.
love it. No, that's not a problem.
Okay, fine. Well, if it's not a
Yeah,
problem, he's there.
he's
He's not gonna move.
there. It's okay. No, what's his name?
Abu.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's so cute.
You talked about women producers. It like there is a track on that. Excuse my French, Monde.
Yeah.
That's yeah, Mond. That's also the first track you co-produced.
No.
How was that? What are your plans with that?
It's not the
No,
song I
you it
co-produced,
wasn't.
actually. No, the song I co-produced is solo.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I
Fine.
mixed that up.
That's
Okay, but how
that.
was your experience with that?
Actually, that's no, you didn't mix it up. Actually, I told the team in France that they made a mistake with that on like the text that they were sending to everyone, and I guess they didn't
Yeah.
took the mistake out.
Yeah.
No, I could produce.
Yeah. Okay. So, how was your experience with that? Like, do you want to produce more songs
I am
yourself
for
in the
sure.
future?
Oh
Yeah.
yes,
You're learning right now.
and actually the first full song I produced on my own was out that Friday. It was a remix of La Pluie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to produce more. The experience was really fun. I actually did like half of the song in Miraval on my own. Then I gave it to my partner, and I was like, that's the vibe. I want the vibe to stay that way, but I want it to go further, and I don't know how to do it. So like, help me, please. Basically,
Yeah.
that was it. And he just threw his hands on it, and then he became one of my favorite songs of the album. And I'm so happy because
It's very good.
he didn't even try to change things up. He really like worked his way from what I did, and that was I was actually really grateful for that, because I mean, he could have said like, no, that's shit. And he didn't. So
Yeah.
I was really happy. I was really happy.
That's so good.
Now I want to talk about a few songs more in specific. The first one is Do. Is it called Do? Is it right pronunciation? Okay. It's like a song about body image, also like eating disorder, the fear of being replaced because someone else is allegedly better looking. What is your experience with like body image, also the struggles, also eating disorder? Can you talk about a little bit more about that, if you're fine with that?
I'll say that I'm fucked. honestly, I had like, I think the first time I had ED, I was 12. And I've always been suffering about like my body image, even when I was like, from when I was the thinnest to the biggest. And I'm just like trying to leave my life. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna have like, I'll be back in a sec. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's, no, it's fine.
Sorry, my sister was leaving.
And yeah, for it's week, okay.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
This song is like me trying to be real about it and just being like, yeah, fine. Like, I know I don't, I have dysmorphophobia. I don't know how you call this,
yeah.
How to say it in English. And I think even though I'm trying my best, I will never feel comfortable in my body. But I'm trying to deal with it. And it's fine.
Yeah. And how did like becoming a mother maybe change the way you see your own body and also the perception of your own body?
I don't know if it did anything about like my body. It changed my mindset for sure. But I wouldn't say that it's changed the way I feel in my body.
Yeah.
But not really, unfortunately.
Not really. Yeah, I mean, it's a process, you know?
It is.
There are a lot of things and also a lot of influences, especially with social media nowadays, that completely influences the way you see yourself and also
your body in it. The industry is absolutely awful with women.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it is.
So yeah, sure.
Okay, so we don't have that much time left. I wanted to ask you, there is a song, Sans. It's about finding yourself, finding your way back. I mean, what helped you find yourself again? Are there any, is it this journey? I mean, you're probably still on the journey right now, but are there any things that specifically influenced you or like helped you find yourself again? Yeah.
So are like the two things that like I guess opened my life, opened my eyes, sorry. When I met my partner, and not because he saved me or anything, it's not like as cheesy as it sounds. It's just like when I met him, I understood that he was the love of my life, and I took a step back and I was like, okay. And he made me open my eyes about so many things that were wrong in my life. So I would say that was the first step. And second, honestly, and which is the most important, and that it's the only thing that should count like in life, and it's the most luxurious I can offer to myself, therapy.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. Basically, if I'm being 100% honest, I'm finishing the Zooms today and I'm going to therapy. Every Monday, 3 p.m., therapy.
Yeah.
And that's...
Everybody should do that.
Yes, I think. And it's not just like about trauma, and it's not just... I think that everybody... I mean, you have a stomachache, you go to the doctor, okay?
Yeah.
Feelings should be taken basically as a stomach or a brain.
Yeah, definitely.
The non-organ way.
Yeah, I mean, the brain is an organ, and like
that's why I said in the non-organ way is like if you're like ill from the brain, you get a surgery.
Yeah,
that's why I was like precising.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And there are like a lot of personal things you wrote about and you sing about, and I read that you recorded that in a very intimate setting. What was like, how did that help you kind of capturing all these emotions in your songs while recording? How did being in an intimate setting help you?
I guess when I'm in a studio, I'm always surrounded by people I trust. And I would say that that's the first thing to being able to like embrace the feelings you have. And also, I guess I'm really truthful when I'm writing, which is not always easy. Like at the moment, I'm super proud of the album. I'm going to have to start singing it. I know that there's some song that's it's going to be harder to sing for sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
But like when I write those songs, I don't really think about it. And I feel so safe with the people I'm surrounded with. So yeah. And that's cool because usually when I feel bad enough to write like a super sad song, they will leave it with me. And that's incredible. But also, it's gonna sound strange, but like we chose, am I really gonna say that? Yeah, I'm gonna say that, it's fine. we chose to like have the writing camps.
Yeah.
Always the week before my period. Like, I wrote some, but that's true. I really think that the best songs I write are written when I have SPM.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very emotional phase.
But that's actually true. Like, I'm not lying. So we managed to book all the studio while basically, like, watching my cycle. It's true. And
like PMSing.
And I think that it helps also to go, like, deeper. Because I am someone that is, like, so affected by SPM. Like, I'm a monster. I guess, like, SPM and being surrounded by the best people in the world made me feel safe enough to go, like, super deep.
Yeah. I have one last question. I mean, you always talk about, or in the album also, you talk about being on a journey. And you still, I mean, you're very young, so you still haven't arrived yet. I mean, it's not over yet for you as a person and also as an artist. But are you in a comfortable place now where you want to be for a while, or do you have already think about the next thing coming, the next big change happening, or are you still like, oh, I'm fine where I'm at right now?
I guess I have goals and dreams because it's important. Just like it's important.
Yes.
But if my life stays like this forever, I'll still be the happiest, honestly.
That's so cool. That's such a good thing. Yeah, thank you so much. That was it for me. Thank you for your time. And maybe we'll see each other again sometime.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.